Hello, and welcome to Choose to Rise, a podcast where I share practical tips and inspirational content to help you rise up out of your current situation to live your best life. My name is Kim Meyer, and I use my 6 years of experience as a self-care and lifestyle coach to dig deep into improving our mindsets, self-care, and confidence to live with our best lives. Thanks for joining me today.
Balance. What does that even mean? Well, what does it even mean to seek balance? When you're balanced, you feel steady, stable, grounded, maybe. You're more prepared to make conscious choices, to move, to act deliberately, peacefully moving around the world, and you can just live. By contrast, living in a perpetual imbalance state can be chronically stressful and leave you prone to anxiety and worry and all kinds of crazy things. And today, I'm going to chat with you a little bit about 5 reasons maybe you're feeling like you're unbalanced and ways that you can start to balance yourself. Now, I would also say that I don't know if I completely believed in balance. I know that there takes some push and pull, there takes some give and take in life. And to try to constantly be balancing on the wheel is really hard. And it's not always going to work perfectly. But just like if I were standing on a like teeter-totter trying to kind of balance myself, or if I were up on a high rope, walking across a tightrope, I would need to balance myself. And, you know, that takes steadiness, that takes focus, that takes all kinds of things. And if you fall off, you just have to know that you got to get back up and try again. And, you know, it's okay if life is not 100% unbalanced all the time. I would just say that I learned this from a mentor. I can't remember which one exactly, but instead of trying to balance everything all the time, knowing that if I'm juggling 4, 5, 6 different things, that if I drop one, you know, that I don't drop the same one all the time. Okay, I remember it was T.D. Jakes. He said that if I am juggling work and movies and TV and family and pastor and all of these things all the time, all the roles of life, he said, if I'm constantly dropping wife, and then I drop family, he's like, that feels really bad to me. He's like, but if I drop wife every once in a while, and then I drop work every once in a while, like it's not as big of an impact because it's separate things, right? Definitely we don't want to be dropping anything, but we want to make sure that we are not juggling so many things at once, but also that we seek to find some balance so that everyone gets a good piece of us and not the end gets nothing, right? So as someone who tries to take on more than I should sometimes, I know that what it's completely like to try to juggle many responsibilities, keeping up with coaching and podcasting and kids and being a wife and self-care often feels sometimes like a never-ending rat race. But through balance, I am able to try to strive in my life to just be feeling a little more balanced. And when I'm trying to do too much, I've got enough personal awareness now that I can learn how to better use my time, because it's usually the problem. I'm just simply not using my time in the best kind of way. And I'm guessing that's probably the reason why you feel the same way. So balance obviously means something completely different to different people, yet most of us are seeking it in some way or another. So when you're burned out and stressed out, balance seems like the ultimate remedy. But if you've been craving balance in your life, but you can't seem to make it happen, here are 5 reasons in your life that might be keeping you off balance and what you can maybe do about it, right? Okay. So at times, like when I've said to myself, I wish I were more balanced in life, or I wish I had more things figured out, I've noticed it means that I'm slacking on a few key things. So check this list out. Number one, can you relate? You haven't defined what balance really means to you. So have you really decided what it looks like to be balanced, what your ideal life or day looks like? If you've been wishing for your life felt more balanced without really defining what that looks like, it's going to be really difficult to achieve it, right? It's trying to like see the picture without the picture being there. So after all, balance feels different for everyone, depending on our responsibilities and our relationships, our hobbies, our jobs. So to kick things off, why don't you just start journaling your thoughts and feelings about balance? Visualize what it would look like for you actually to have achieved it. What does the ideal day look like? This is going to give you a much better idea of what you should be striving for, or you could be striving for, and to kind of figure it out. You can time block your day. You can record what your day actually looks like. You can try to figure out exactly what great day means to you. And then you can focus on how to change your life and tweak your day to fit it accordingly. Number two, you haven't been practicing self-discipline. Now this one is huge. Even though discipline sounds like the opposite of balance, it's actually one of the best tools to keep you feeling on top of things. Without self-discipline, we often waste time. I mean, like, how many Netflix shows can you watch in an afternoon when you're really not focused on doing what you're supposed to do? Procrastinating and failing to follow through with lots of things in life, right? So if you're not disciplined, things start to feel overwhelming. You feel guilty or maybe completely unbalanced, and you know, you feel like you've been lazy or wasteful, and that just doesn't ever feel good. So think about what you might be lacking in self-discipline so that you can make tweaks in your life that will help you follow through with the things that you usually let slide. Try reducing some distractions, getting clear on your priorities, setting a specific to-do list, setting better personal boundaries with people and things in your life. You know, the third thing is that you're probably not being consistent with your actions. I know for myself that when I'm not disciplined in what I'm supposed to be doing, it's because I'm not consistent with what I'm supposed to do. So consistency is the most important aspect of balance. Even though it may not seem like much fun, think about if you ate only salads for 1 week as part of a healthy eating plan, and the next week your diet was 100% McDonald's burgers. You would not feel good, I promise. Lack of consistency in our actions is one of the reasons why your life might be feeling all over the place right now. Which areas of your life are you lacking consistency? I know personally that when I was consistent in my self-care, when I was consistent in getting up and reading my gratitude journal every morning, consistent in getting my workout done right away, consistent in showing up in my business, you just feel different in things, right? So try to create consistency around the way that you take care of yourself, especially with your food, because food is fuel. With your exercise, with your sleep, sleep is where your body repairs, and relaxation. We all need some unplug and downtime. These are the areas that have the biggest impact on you for your overall life balance. So if these things are all out of whack, you probably aren't going to get much farther for other things. So check those out and be consistent with your actions. And if you're all over the place in all of them right now, pick one of them and focus on it for a good 1 to 2 weeks before you start habit stacking and put something else into place. Number four, you're not planning ahead. When you forget to plan out the details of your schedule, it's really easy to get overwhelmed by everything that you have to do. Planning is a way to ensure that you can take care of business and take care of yourself. Through balance, though balance may seem like to go with a flow kind of thing, sometimes planning is the only way to make it happen. I personally plan out as much as possible. And when I haven't planned, that is normally when I feel the most out of whack. Today, I did not go over the family schedule with people before they left. And I got home about 11 o'clock from running some errands and remembered, my son has basketball practice tonight. He doesn't necessarily know that. How am I going to get through this? But if I would have planned ahead of time and gone through our normal consistent action of going through the family day before everyone left, this would have been avoided. See how this thing relates directly to life? Create a basic outline of your week, like you would by including appointments, projects to work on, social relationship time, self-care. And if you plan it all out, it's most likely going to get done, right? If it's on your schedule, it's something that's going to take up time in your day, and it's something that's going to make sure it gets on the next week's schedule as well. So plan ahead, think about your success, focus on what you want to accomplish, and then schedule it into your schedule. Number five, another reason that you're not balanced in life is that you're not actually taking care of yourself. With everything you might be juggling, work, relationships, home, kids, all the stuff, right? The most important thing is that you're taking time for yourself. If you're not taking ample time to do what fills your soul with your own away from your responsibilities, balance will always seem to out of reach. Okay. You need to make sure that you're taking time for self-care, moving your body every day, fueling your body well, filling your mind with positive content. What you consume is way more than the food that you eat. What you consume with the news and the social media feeds, in podcasts, in books, in conversation with people, making sure that you're taking care of yourself by limiting the negativity around you and getting yourself some good sleep, getting yourself some good food, making sure you're moving your body and finding positive people to surround yourself with. All of those things are massive in self-care. I don't mean you need to go get your nails done once a week or get a massage every month, but definitely you should maybe get a massage every month. But I'm talking about the day-to-day things that get you through your daily functioning care. Our bodies are amazing, amazing things, and will always, always compensate to make sure that we are functioning and what we need to be doing. I don't know very many brand new parents or even parents at my stage where my kids are, you know, 12 and 9 that don't function, or that function on low sleep. Your body can definitely do that, but prolonged lack of sleep will definitely harm your system. And so the same thing goes with food. If you're eating good for you food, God-made food, your body will reward you and thank you for that in the end. So making sure that you're taking proper care of yourself is huge in making and seeking life balance for you. Making sure that you are planning ahead, that you are consistent with your actions, that you're finding some self-discipline and working on that, and that you really define what balance means to you. Because, you know, I can share all the tips and strategies in the world, but if you don't have it defined, you're not ever going to find it. So I hope that these tips have helped you identify your areas in life where you might make some positive changes. Start by defining your balance on your own terms, then work on some self-discipline, some consistency, and some organization. And that way you'll have a lot more time for yourself and what's really important to you. Thanks so much for joining me today. I hope you have a fantastic rest of your day, and we'll see you back here next time. I hope you enjoyed the show today and share it with your friends and your social media. Sharing is caring, and it helps expand the impact of our show. Tag me at Choose to Rise Up on any social media platform so I can see what episodes are your favorite. You can also leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. Thanks for joining me today, and I look forward to our time together again next time.